Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak with you on ChicagoBears.com. And welcome into Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite. We're here to talk with the scouts who picked the players throughout the course of the 2013 NFL Draft. Scouts like this man right here, Teddy Monago, our good pal, who is the executive scout of the Southeast Conference and the Southeast Conference area there, and includes a kid from Louisiana Tech the Bears have selected after a trade down with the Atlanta Falcons 10 spots to select left tackle Jordan Mills. Tell us about him.
Well, Jordan's a long guy. And good versatility there. Jeff, he's got with playing right tackle and guard. He really has been primarily a right tackle in his career. And, you know, they play that up-tempo offense at Louisiana Tech. So he's working out of a two-point stands. He's playing a lot of reps. He's on the line a lot. And he went down to Senior Bowl and he played a little guard, moved him in there and showed his power in his hand and his length and some versatility to move into guard, and which was a nice surprise. So he's a long kid with strong hands. He's a really good worker. He's really competitive, so he gives us some versatility on the line, which you're always looking for late in the day, on the second day of the draft, for big guys you can develop like that.
You know, I think it sounds like also, and even though, you know, two-point stance, spread system, 51.5 points a game, the Louisiana Tech program average, sounds like he's a very tenacious guy, very physical player.
He is. I saw him play this year versus Idaho, and they racked up over 700 yards of offense that day, and it was impressive to see. Their offensive lineman compete at the level. It is Idaho, nothing against them, but, you know, he did compete at a high level with a lot of reps. And, again, he showed that competitive nature and showed the length down to Senior Bowl against the best in the country.
Well, I mean, he played some good teams, too. I mean, this is a team that beat Ole Miss. They beat Illinois. They took Texas A&M down to the mat, 59-57 in that game. Did you watch tape on that game?
Oh, yeah.
How did he fare against players
that? He blocked well. He was matched up against DeMontre Moore, and he got his hands on DeMontre. You know, DeMontre's going to get his production there, but he's going to, you know, I thought Jordan equally matched it as well. So it was impressive to see him play well against Texas A&M.
In terms of his athleticism, what would you say about him? You keep saying he's long, so he is a 6'5"-plus type of guy. I have him at 316 pounds, ran a 5'3" 7'40", threw up 20 bench presses.
Yep, which is good because, you know, a long-arm guy is usually
34-inch arm, so.
Yep, they have problems with, you know, getting the reps up quickly with power, and he showed enough power and stroke on his bench. And his good foot quickness. He's got good bend in line, which was really impressive to see at the Senior Bowl when he moved in the guard, was his ability to bend and anchor and sustain and use his hands. So that was impressive.
Again, the emphasis on versatility with all the draft picks of Phil Emery and what you guys are looking for, correct?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's good to have guys that are versatile. It's good that they just helped him out. The more you can do. It's kind of like any of us. The more we do, the better.
Hey, one last little nugget. I don't know what this says about the kid from Napoleonville, Louisiana, but still drives a 98 Olds Cutlass with no heater or no working windows.
Well, he's old school. That's that's standard offensive lineman. You know,
exactly.
They all got that beat-up junker that they drive. But interesting, too, is it's same height, same area as Brandon Jacobs, so down there in Napoleon.
Right.
So I think the climate change will be good for him coming up here, and he'll be happy. But I know he's happy to be a Bear, and I'm happy, and we're happy that he's coming here to compete and earn a spot. That's what they're doing now.
Well, thank you for joining us. The Bears executive scout of the Southeast Conference and the Southern area of the United States, Teddy Monago. Thanks for joining us at ChicagoBears.com. We'll continue to break down the 2013 NFL Draft with visits from the scouts who found the players for your 2013 Chicago Bears. Thanks for watching.